Laat ze bijna. Halleluja. So it is a blessing again to be here in the wilderness. And very timely because today's sermon is the wilderness, our lesson 27. And again, very timely, there is no electricity in the wilderness. Because originally, it's Yahweh's light that came to Yahweh's people in the wilderness. So we will talk about the point number two in the wilderness, which is the wilderness is both mentality and physical place. We are here in the physical place and to have, to be trained, to have the mentality of wilderness, the wilderness mindset. So here we are in the physical place in the wilderness of Selah. And this is the place prepared by Elohim for his people. It's Revelation 12. We already heard it from the previous message of our senior elder. The preparation of the bride in the wilderness. So to have the wilderness mindset, you need to be able to come here in the wilderness to be trained by Yahweh. So it is a blessing to all of us to have this, because as we know, not every person have that open door and have that willingness to be trained and have that open ears and eyes to see from Yahweh. So a perfect place for training our minds into the mind of Messiah. Nourishment physically and mentally and spiritually, but it's not so easy because the enemy is doing his best to cause the woman or the congregation to be carried off by the river. Like I understand almost every one of us have these challenges, even in getting the visas or whatever it is, physically, mentally, even financially, and spiritually. So there is an attack. But again, the enemy is doing his best to cause the woman to be hindered. But there's already a command from Abba Yahweh in Exodus 5:1 in the ancient times. And Moshe that sent away my people. So that is a very good thing because Yahweh commanded the enemy. Now, in that time is Pharaoh, and our times today is the spiritual enemy. And Yahweh is saying that send away my people so they will celebrate the feast to me in the wilderness. And here we are, the second day of the feast. Hallelujah. So Revelation 14:17. In 14, and the two wings of a great eagle were given to the woman that she might fly into the wilderness to her place where she is nourished there for a time, at times and a half a time, away from the serpent's face. And then continue to 17, and the serpent spewed water, like I said, out of his mouth like a river after the woman, and that might cause her to be carried off the river, and the earth helped the woman. And this is amazing because the earth helped the woman. And I always reminded with the group of Korah when the earth swallowed them up alive. But this time the woman is helped by the earth and totally different. So praise Yahweh that all of this is written for our warning. So the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed the river, which the dragon threw out of his mouth. And another deception there, because growing up, my mind is, I'm seeing this deception that the dragon is spitting a fire, but here it's not fire, it's water. And the dragon was enraged over the woman and went away to make war with the rest of her seed, those keeping the commandments of Yahweh and having testimony of Yeshua. One of the commands of Yahweh is keep the feast of Sukkot for 7 days. And another command is to have a rejoicing. That's why in Nehemiah, he reminded the people, hey, no crying today because this is Sukkot. I mean, no sad feeling because we are commanded to rejoice. So, a comment from the lesson 27. Yeah, we preserve these precious historical records. This is, I'm talking about the history of Yeshua's congregation from 360 AD and page 228-229 of the book of Elder Dom. The gates of hell shall not prevail against her. And that is an amazing book talking about the wilderness congregation. And wow, praise Yahweh. These are preserved for ours, for our generation today. If we read that in page 228-229, that not only to show the great character and sanctification that these wilderness believers exhibited in their day, but also as an example to all true believers throughout history, knowing others in the future, here we are, they would also have to make a wilderness walk. And I always reminded by the first letter of Elder when giving the invitation. The first lesson is to be here, because it's another story. If you are here training yourself, having the mentality, having this experience and the preparation, aside from, I mean, compared to the other place. That's why the true battle is when you go out from here, like in the school, we were here 1 month, and then the real battle is outside, going back to our places. So environment is 90% of true believers' battle. And being in the wilderness and sanctified away from Satan's society and control, not only physically protected these believers on many different occasions, but it has also protected them spiritually and allowed the Ruach of Yahweh to work in their lives free from the constraints of Satan's commercial Babylon system, and made them the strong, faithful believers that they became. And I can say that after the school, I have a lot of things Yahweh showed me to increase that faith to me, personally. And I've seen it a lot here. And like I said, this is the perfect place to have that experience and to grow our faith. And that is one thing that, the most important thing that we need in preparation for the coming kingdom of Yahweh. Here in the wilderness is the preparation for all of us. So the many testimonies of these faithful true servants of Yeshua would have never happened if they had stayed in society and were part of the world around them. Instead of being obedient and faithful and going to the wilderness, according to scripture, when they were called there. So another thing is the wilderness is a great preparation for our eternity. That is the message yesterday, the preparation of the bride in the wilderness. And now we are here in the wilderness. Yahweh wants us to learn from him. And according to Apostle Paul, the wilderness history of the ancient Israelite time of Moshe is written for our warnings, examples for us to learn from their failures. And we have five important evil things to be reminded to put this away from us as believers. These are lust, idolatry, fornication, tempting the Messiah, and murmuring. History tells us that if any of this evil human nature is present in one's life, then he or she will risk a chance of being in the kingdom of Yahweh, unless she or he or she repents from this sin against Elohim. So let's take a look at Paul's letter in 1 Corinthians 10. First Corinthians, that chapter. And I do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, and our fathers were all under this cloud and passed through the sea. And all were baptized to Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And all ate the same spiritual food. They were the nourishment of the wilderness, not just physical, but spiritual. And all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock following, and that rock was Messiah. Yet Elohim was not pleased with him, with most of them, for they were scattered in the certain place. But these things became examples for us so that we may not be lasting, that is number one, after evil, even as those in the lasting. Neither be idolaters, even as some of them, as it has been written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. That is number two. And number three, nor should we commit fornication, as some of them fornicated, and 23,000 fell on one day. That's third. And fourth, neither let us tempt the Messiah, as some of them did, and were destroyed by serpents. And lastly, neither should you murmur, as also some of them murmured and perished by the hand of the destroyer. Again, all of these things happened to those examples, and it was written for our warning, on whom the ends of the ages have come, so that he that thinks he can stand, let him be careful that he not fall. No temptation has taken you except when what was human. But Elohim is faithful, who will not allow you to be tested about that you are able, but with the trial, he will also make the way out, and that you may be able to bear it. On account of this, keep away from idolatry, my beloved. So, this will remind us of this, serious evil things in the eyes of Yahweh. And it also reminds us that when we have a challenges, that Yahweh will make a way out. Yahweh will help us. And that will make us stronger when we pass that. And remember again the words in Ezekiel 20, that in the wilderness, Yahweh allows us to be here again. He will make us pass with his wrath. And this is it. This is the most important training that we need, to have the wilderness mentality. And the wilderness mentality, we have these records from the scripture to learn from them. So, a comment from our lesson 27, in the end time there will be a second Exodus, where Yahweh will once again take his people out of spiritual Egypt, and the end called spiritual Babylon, and to take them to the wilderness. And as we are, our Israelite forefathers failed the first Exodus experience, this time his people will prosper, although he will purge out the rebels from their midst, rebels. So just like the rebels in the wilderness in the time of Moshe, the going against of Korah, always against to the leadership. If they hear from the leaders something that hurt them, they will go against the leadership. They not realizing that they are going against Yahweh, because those leaders are representative of Yahweh. And although there will be hundreds of thousands, or maybe even more than a million people going to the wilderness in their time, there were only 144,000 first of the first fruits who will be taken to the special mountain of Selah. Isn't that a blessing that you are here? Hallelujah. That we are here. Praise Yahweh. Since 2019, that's fresh in my memory, that old elder Dong says he is looking for a Yetro, and Yahweh provided a Yetro, original Yetro from Kenite. And this is the place. We came here the pool here is under construction. And when we came, we were like treated like a king. They're preparing cold water and soft drinks and coffee. And I realized that time when Elder Dong said that the owner, which is Kais, said that I'm just constructing this place for your people. And wow, amazing. And out of nowhere from the wilderness, and then very, very near Ansela, and Yahweh provided a Yetro when Elder Dong prayed. And that's amazing. And actually, that time I was supposed to be to, he invited me, we're going to Jerusalem, and I'm excited. And then the next letter is, we're going to the wilderness. I said, oh, it's Jerusalem. He said, Jerusalem, I'm excited to go to Jerusalem. And then Yahweh gave me this understanding that whenever the cloud is, you just follow. It is for your own good. And that's it. We've seen a lot of things that happened since 2019. And I even thought that Elder Don is a prophet. We talk with the elders there because everything that he said, everything that he told us to prepare or something that is happening soon, and it really happened. So that shows us the importance of even little things that our leaders is trying to remind us or trying to us to do something. It's very important to listen to it and do something. Do action, a proactive action to do it. So what a blessing to be here to learn from this. The special mountain of Shiloh for the special training for the main leaders and servants in the kingdom of Yahweh. And we know one of the main reasons that the Israelites failed their wilderness experience because they didn't want to leave Satan's society of commercial Egypt of that time and keep looking back to Egypt and never embrace the blessing of the wilderness experience. They were going through and they murmured against the leadership, against Yahweh. And another comment, in the end time, the kingdom of Satan is fully manifested on the earth and believers are told to fully come out of that satanic smart system. And really, year 2000, I didn't even know about the cell phone. Now, after many, many years, it's very fast. It's, I begin to know about cell phone, the Nokia, the keypad one, and I'm, wow, this cell phone. We can even talk to when you call and there's nobody is answering, you will leave a message there. Voicemail, like a voicemail. And we're happy to get this very little keypad phone. But it's go faster than they invented everything, AI. So, wow. I am blessed to realize that, praise Yahweh, I was not there in the time of ancient times, but also Yahweh made me realize you are in the times that is very typical time. If one mistake and you will not allow Yahweh to help you go on from that evil system, then you will risking yourself not in entering the kingdom of Yahweh. Yahweh is merciful, but if we are not repenting, then we just lost that chance that Yahweh is given to us. But this is the reason why we are here, to have the wilderness mentality, to be prepared in the soon coming kingdom of Yahweh. Revelation 18:4, and I heard another voice out of heaven saying, leave the land of her, come out of her, among her, my people, and you may not share in her sins, and that you may not receive of her plagues. Yahweh is taking his people through a second exodus in the wilderness experience to complete and overcome what Israelites could not, due to pride, selfishness, a lack of faith in Yahweh, and loving the things of the world more than the things of Yahweh. Lot's wife is also used as an example to show we should be embracing the mind change that comes with the purification process that the wilderness brings, instead of looking back and wanting the things we left behind in commercial Babylon. So the conclusion, the commercial trading system of the beast power is now all over the earth, and Yahweh is once again, as scripture states, calling his people out of the corrupted system to the wilderness for preparation and sanctification, to have full faith and reliance in him, and to get ready for our jobs when his kingdom comes. So again, I was reminded by Ephesians 6:13, that being prepared, you shall prevail. So since the fall of mankind in the garden of Eden, Yahweh has used sanctification in extremely important situations, the wilderness, to separate his called out chosen elect from corrupted system of Satan. And as it was in Genesis 11 and the unified world in Babel building a tower to heaven, here in the end time, we have history repeating itself. with another one world government, building a worldwide unity with cell towers and satellites that reach to the heavens to unite the world through satanic inspired internet. And what is Yahweh's response to his revelation chapter 12? To take his people to the wilderness away from Satan's one world government. So at the end time, since Satan is given authority to control the entire earth through a one world global government, Yahweh has chosen to take his remnant believers out of the system to protect them in the wilderness, where they will be sanctified and prepared for their position in the kingdom of Yahweh. And last scripture I will read is Hebrews chapter 3. For this reason, holy brothers, called by a call from heaven, consider the apostle and the high priest of our confession, Messiah Yeshua, being faithful to him who appointed him, as also Moshe has faithful in all his house. For he was counted worthy of more glory than Moshe, by so much as the one having built the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is Yahweh. And Moshe, as a servant, was faithful in all his house for a testimony of the things having been spoken. But Messiah is son over his own house, whose house we are. If truly we hold fast the boldness of rejoicing of the hope firm to the end, because of this, even as Holy Spirit says today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts to provoke him, as the murmurers did in the day of temptation in the wilderness. There were your fathers tempted me, even though they saw my works for 40 years. Because of this, I was angry with the generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they didn't know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Beware before my brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart which does not believe, and you will be cut off from the living Elohim. But search your heart each day until the day which is called that day, that not any one of you hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we may become partakers of Messiah if we truly, the beginning of the very end, we hold steadfast to this true covenant. As it is saying today, if you hear even the echoes of his voice, do not harden your hearts to anger him. Who were of those heard to provoke him? Was it not those came out of Egypt through Moshe, although not of all of them? But with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not the one sinning whose bones lay in the wilderness? And the lesson that I learned going to the Mount Sinai, the place there where the grapes is, wow, a lot of them is in the grapes, and only the stones remind about them. Only the stones, there's no names. And to whom they will swear, they would not enter into the rest, his rest, except to those not obeying. So we see that they were not able to enter in because of unbelief. And we're reminded of Abraham, Genesis 25:6. Because Abraham listened to Yahweh's voice, and completely obeyed Yahweh, is called the friend of Yahweh and righteous. So, things that we need to remember in the wilderness. The wilderness is a solitary place where a believer can meditate, grow, and focus their true calling and relationship with Yahweh. The wilderness is both mentality and physical place. Throughout history, Yahweh has taken his remnant believers to the wilderness to sanctify them and protect them from Satan's society, and to build their faith to have full reliance on him. In the end time, scripture says that Yahweh will once again take his remnant to the wilderness. And although the wilderness is not the promised land, it is the only road to the promised land. And it is a place to sanctify true believers from the perversion of Satan's society and to prepare them for Yahweh's kingdom. So I pray that all of us will have that true willingness to be trained, and a true preparation that Yahweh wants us to have here in the wilderness. Yahweh bless and God Sameach.